Harper Audio presents The Working Class Republican, Ronald Reagan and the Return of Blue-Collar Conservatism by Henry Olson, read by Derek Shatterley. Introduction. I grew up as a conservative Republican in Ronald Reagan's California. To call me diehard would be understating my belief and commitment. I was the only volunteer in the Santa Clara County GOP HQ on August 9, 1974, the day Richard Nixon resigned. Working my way up from a volunteer to a young political consultant to a candidate myself, I inhaled the standard California conservative belief in very low taxes, a minimum of government, and a maximum of personal freedom. And like all Californians of that age, I knew who our leader was, Ronald Wilson Reagan. Leaving the Golden State in my mid-20s didn't make me any less of a California conservative. I was part of the Conservative Federalist Society while at law school and clerked for a former Reagan staffer on the U.S. Circuit Court. The candidate I helped elect to the Pennsylvania State House in 1994 was derided as an extreme right-winger. My post-law career took me into the free market think tank world, where for 20 years I held high executive posts in nationally known institutions. Ronald Reagan and limited government were as important to me in my 40s as they were in my teens. Barack Obama's election and the Republican wipeouts of 2006 and 2008 were catastrophic events that shook me to the core. They should not have happened according to everything the conservative movement had been saying for decades. Republicans were increasingly becoming conservative and increasingly winning more elections at all levels. Polls showed America remained a center-right nation where conservatives outnumbered liberals by about 2-1. Yet this country had